Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
It's been said, if you have a little God, then you have big problems. But if you have a big God, then you have little problems. Friend, I don't know what problems you have today, but I know if you belong to God, He's a very big God. Today we're going to understand more about Him on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell. Perhaps you come to today's program with problems you cannot solve. What circumstances and questions are beyond your control in your life right now? Well, friend, we hope today that a fresh glimpse of God, the nature, the power, the greatness, the goodness of God, will help you see your problems and life's challenges in light of His nature. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program comes to you with Dr. Paul Chappell, the teacher, preacher, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. It's a joy every Monday through Friday to meet with you through this program, and today we're studying and understanding God, a great series of messages that really inspects from God's Word what He says about Himself. And it's our prayer that as you look at the fresh glimpse of Scripture and what God says about Himself, your problems will become smaller in light of His goodness, His power, and His greatness. Today we're going to study the incredible power of God. Psalm chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Here's Paul Chappell.
Now we can deny this fact, we can fight this fact, but the truth of the matter is the Lord puts up some and down others, and we need to give over our allegiance and yield our will over to Him. And our prayer should be as we enter a new week, Lord, I pray that You'd bless my family this week. I pray that You'd bless my work this week and give me wisdom to make right decisions. And Lord, I recognize Your power. And I ask You to bless in our home during this week. And so we see His power over creation. God has power to create, and God has power to control, and God has power to destroy, and God has power to bless. It's all in the hands of God. And so we need to get off this idea that we're little gods doing what we want. And we need to come back to the recognition of the fact that He has all power, and that without Him, we can do nothing. Notice not only His power over creation, but I want to share secondly with you this morning His power over Satan. His power over Satan. I'm glad that I have a God today who through the cross of Calvary permanently damaged the head of Satan, and that we're on the winning side today. And my God and your God, if you're saved, has power over Satan. Now, I would say first of all this morning that God has power to protect us from Satan. To protect us from Satan. Now, friends, I want you to get this in your minds very clearly for just a moment. Satan has real power. Satan and his evil spirits have power to control, power to condemn, power to sway opinions, power to manipulate. And Ephesians chapter 6 says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you wonder what's going on and what's happening with these teenagers and why is that person so changed and what's the situation? It many times is a spiritual warfare so far beyond our comprehension. Satan is alive and Satan is real. And what a tragedy today to see an increase of interest in these last days on the part of so many, not only teenagers, but even CEOs today in satanic rituals, and even some in our armed forces today in satanic rituals and carrying out a worship in the church of Satan. I want to tell you something, friend. It's not a game, and it's not funny when kids are dressing in black and when they're really almost worshiping the singers of their rock group. I'm telling you, friend, this morning, it's not a little game or a funny thing. It's a tragedy when teenagers are looking more to this type of entertainment than they are to the things of God. And it ought to be a wake-up call to us. I was amazed to read recently that one of these rock groups, KISS, which the acronym stands for Knights in Satan's Service, is now having a great comeback, and teenagers paying large amounts of money and teenagers following this group more than preachers, more than parents, more than godly role models. They're following after this type of a situation. This Marilyn Manson leading teenagers literally to the pit of hell. And I want to tell you something. That is exactly where following of these types of rock and roll singers and their philosophy and their belief in Satan, ultimately leading young people away from Jesus, ultimately and eternally, they will spend eternity without God in hell because of this type of influence today. You say, Pastor Chappell, you take this stuff so seriously and you're trying to talk to us about coming and getting a book and learning how to tell people about Jesus and heaven and forgiveness and all this stuff, and you just keep going year after year after year, and two services coming up and going into the community and going into the community. I mean, isn't there enough going on around here at the church now? Aren't you satisfied? Friend, it's not about our satisfaction. It's about the command of God to go out and reach people who are literally being pulled by a satanic world away from an Almighty God. But thank God when someone comes into a relationship with Him that He has power over Satan. We need to just recognize that it is a real battle. U.S. News and World Report last month reported that 8 out of the 9 schoolyard shootings that happened in the last 12 months, 8 out of the 9, the young men involved in pulling the triggers were also involved in playing demonic electronic games. Hour after hour, satanic emblems on their computer screen. Hour after hour, blood and gore. And hour after hour, playing those dark side games. Moms and dads, you are crazy if you don't know exactly what's on the computer of your child this morning. Satan is the prince and the power of the air of this world, and he's using his influence as best he can. But I want to tell you something. When a child or when an adult comes into a relationship with Jesus Christ, then now there is a protection that comes over them, and God has power to protect them. And no matter what Satan might want to do, he's not going any farther than the hand of God would allow for a period of a trial, because once someone is saved, they are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest illustrations of that we see in the scriptures is in the life of Job. Job had some trials. Job was attacked. But we read at the very beginning of that book in Job 1 and verse 12, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand." God said, "I'll allow Satan to take the barns and the cattle. I'll allow a great trial to come, but now upon him, you cannot touch him." Why? Because God has power over Satan. Luke 22 and verse 31 says that Jesus spoke to Peter and he said, "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat, but I prayed for thee." My friends, this morning, Satan wants our teenagers and Satan wants our families and Satan wants to destroy churches. But thank God for the intercessory prayers of Jesus Christ, because it is through His power that we have victory over Satan. He has power to protect. He has power to break strongholds. God has power to break the strongholds of Satan. Do you know that some people, even in this room, perhaps many, there this morning is a stronghold of Satan. He's not possessing you. He's not controlling you in every area. But there's an area that we would call a stronghold. It's something that Satan uses. Some people might call it a weakness. And I want to just say to you this morning, God has power over these strongholds. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God." Paul says to the Corinthian church, he says, our God is able to cast down these strongholds. He is able to give us the victory in breaking these strongholds. Some people have a stronghold or a weakness in the other way of looking at it, with anger. It's a stronghold of Satan. He knows just what it takes to set them off. Just what it takes to get them in the flesh. I heard about the other day a trucker that went into a truck stop, pulled his 18-wheeler over, went into the truck stop, sat up on the bench, ordered a cheeseburger and some fries and a milkshake. He was looking forward to having his lunch, and as he sat there, the waiter brought the lunch to him, and right when he was getting ready to eat it, a group of motorcycle gang-type fellas pulled up into the restaurant, up to the restaurant area parking lot, came into the restaurant, walked over, saw the man about ready to eat, pushed him out of his chair, sat down, one of them did, and started eating his sandwich. While he was eating the trucker's sandwich, the trucker just quietly walked out of the restaurant and started up his rig. One of those motorcycle gang members said to the waiter, said, "He ain't much of a man, is he?" And the waiter said, "No, and he ain't much of a driver either. He just ran over 6 motorcycles in the parking lot." Now, sometimes we have momentary anger like that, you know, it just happens. But then there's other people, they live with anger. I mean, they're in a spirit of anger all the time. Satan's just got them angry about something. Some people, they have a stronghold of depression. And they sleep and sleep, or eat and eat, or get involved in other things. It's just a stronghold upon them. Some people have a stronghold of lust. And it just seems like just the sight of the slightest thing will cause them to go astray in that area. And it's a stronghold that Satan has on their life. I want to tell you something this morning. God has power to break the strongholds. And He says very clearly in His Word that He will pull down the strongholds. He will cast down those imaginations. And everything that exalteth itself above God, He has power to destroy. I was amazed in Time magazine last week to see an article about Woodstock 99. And if you don't think people are under the stronghold of Satan today, just watch some of these young people. Watch them in the way they dress, in the way they act, and in their lifestyle. And Woodstock 99 was an illustration of it. Time magazine said, and I was amazed that Time would report this, being such a liberal magazine, but Time said that there was arson, pillaging, mayhem, and rape at this rock concert. And at the end of the particular article that I saw, this was what the author wrote. He said, "It is to be expected when a crowd the size of Rochester, New York is assembled, peddled drugs, and hosed down with vehemently moronic music, something like a riot will come to pass." And then he said these words, "Garbage in, garbage out." Not bad for Time magazine. You know the tragedy, though? Many people are addicted to that garbage. "I'm not addicted to it." Yes, you are. You can't walk by a store playing a certain song without going into the store. That music has a power. You can't see something without wanting to see more. You can't experience just a little anger without throwing a temper tantrum. You can't have a moment of rejection without lulling into days of despondency. And sometimes Satan has this garbage to throw at God's people, and God's people come under the influence of Satan. And we need to recognize that if you're saved today, then you, through the power of the gospel and through the presence of God, need to claim the victory and seek more scripture and seek biblical counseling if necessary. But I'm saying this morning that God has power over these satanic strongholds. And there is no reason for a Christian to live a defeated life constantly under the oppression of Satan. He has power over creation. He has power over Satan. I want you to see finally today that God has power over death. I mean, that just kind of sums it up right there, huh? Power over death. Now, some would say this. Well, if God has all power, why doesn't He stop death? And I believe that the answer is found simply in this statement. God does not view death from our perspective. God views death not in the same way that we would view it, but to Him, death is a comma in the story of life, not a period at the end of life. To us, it's so final, but to God, it's just a mere stop along the way to eternity. It's just a pause on the way to eternity. In fact, if you study the Scripture, it's just like the blinking of an eye to Him. Someone says, well, if God has such power, why doesn't He stop these things? Because to Him, death, and sometimes in the case of His saints, it is precious in the eyes of the Lord. I want you to see with me this morning that He has power over death because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? Then the Bible says He became the first fruits. He was the first to conquer death in the grave. And others would follow is the implication by the phrase first fruits. And so the Bible says, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. By the first Adam came death. By the second Adam, Jesus Christ, came the resurrection from the grave. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. So if you are Christ, then you have a hope of eternal life in heaven. You have a hope of joining Him in the air at the time of His appearing. F.B. Meyer, the great evangelist of yesteryear, once in his life was told by a doctor some very sad news, and then the next day, even more difficult news. And he wrote these words in a little note to his wife. He said, my dear wife, to my surprise, I have just been told that my days and hours are numbered. It may be that before this letter reaches you, I shall be gone into the palace of the king. Do not trouble tonight. We shall meet in the morning. Someone that is truly saved and understands the Word of God realizes that we shall meet in the morning, that we will understand it better by and by. You see, after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible says He showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs. In fact, over 1,500 eyewitnesses saw and some touched the Lord Jesus Christ as He gave evidence of the fact that He was the first fruits of the resurrection. And my friend, if you are here today knowing that you are saved, know this too, that you have a God who's conquered death and the grave, and that should God call you home before the rapture of the church, should God call you home before the church is taken from this place called earth, that you will be instantly with the Lord, for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Thank God He has power over death. Thank God that that power over death is available through salvation. It is available through salvation. Romans 1:16 has for many years been a verse that I've chosen as a favorite or a lifetime verse. Romans 1:16 says it this way, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, the gospel of Christ, not the church, not the preacher, but the gospel of Christ, the message of the death, burial, and resurrection. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. My friend, today, if you're here and not sure that you have a home in heaven, perhaps under the stronghold of Satan, perhaps sin is rampant in your life, you do not know that if you died, you would spend eternity in heaven. I want to tell you there's something today more powerful than sin, something today more powerful than Satan, and that something is the finished work of Jesus Christ upon the cross, because when he died on that cross, the last thing Jesus said was, "It is finished." And the skies were darkened, but thank God when the stone rolled away from the grave on that first Easter morning, thank God the lilies were blooming and the birds were singing. Why? Because Jesus had won the victory and he had proven the victory by resurrecting from the dead. And if you are not sure that your sins have been forgiven, don't turn to some new age rock worshiping nonsense religion. Don't turn to some rock and roll orgy like ridiculous degradation, but turn to the living Savior, Jesus Christ. And come to him and say, "Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner and I ask you today to be my Savior. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Now, it is one thing to mentally understand the power that God has today, the power that God has over sin and Satan and death. It is another thing to experience that power. It is another thing to say, "I know that I'm saved." As one in the Bible said, "I cannot explain everything that has happened to me, but this one thing I know. Once I was lost, and now I've been found." And if you've been saved, you know that much. You know that within you indwells the presence of the Spirit of God and the hope of an eternal life in heaven. And that is because of the power of God. And I would encourage you, friend, not merely to hear the message, but I would encourage you to receive the message, to receive the Savior of the message, if you've never done so, and to experience firsthand his power, his energizing that comes with the joy of the forgiveness of sin and the knowledge of God in your life.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word and the teaching and preaching of Pastor Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and president of West Coast Baptist College. I do invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. That's dailyintheword.org. You can hear today's message in its entirety. You can also hear all of the messages from this great, powerful series, Understanding God. You can download them and even subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can find that and many other resources at dailyintheword.org. Now, to wrap up today's program, here's Paul Chappell.
Friend, have you ever made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You know, Christian growth is the process of a lifetime, but salvation is the miracle of a moment. Even right now, you could come to the Lord by faith and simply say to him in prayer, "Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I confess that to you. And I ask you to forgive me and to come into my life and be my personal Savior." The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved." And if you are willing to turn from yourself, from your false religion, and put faith in Christ alone as your Savior, he promises to forgive your sin and to save you today. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, that where I am, there ye may be also." To all those who have trusted in Christ, we have the wonderful promise of spending our eternity with Jesus Christ. I hope you'll take time to consider God's love and to respond by faith to Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior today.
Well, thanks, Pastor. Friend, we would love to hear from you this month, and we do have a gift. If you'll take the time to call or write to us, we'd like to send you a token of our appreciation. It's a booklet written by Pastor Chappell entitled Amaze of Grace. If you're going through a difficult time right now, or if you know of somebody who's bearing up under a trial or a burden, this book will help them find God's amazing grace in the maze of their trial. Sometimes it's in life's most confusing, frustrating moments that we see God's hand of grace in miraculous ways in our lives. This little booklet will remind you of this. Again, it's entitled Amaze of Grace, And it's our gift to you when you call or write to us this month. And just let us know that you're listening. The easiest way to do that is to visit us at dailyintheword.org and click on the Contact Us tab. I do hope that you'll pray about contributing to our ministry. You can do that on the website as well when you click on Donate. And your investment into Daily in the Word goes directly into paying for airtime so that we can continue teaching and preaching the Word of God on stations like this one all across America. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, our mailing address is Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Don't forget, when we hear from you this month, we're going to send you a copy of Pastor Chappell's book, Amaze of Grace, a great gift for someone who's bearing up under a trial. It will encourage their heart and remind them of God's wonderful grace, even in the mazes of life. Amaze of Grace, this month, our gift to you. Thanks so much for being a part of this ministry, Daily in the Word. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. And until next time, have a great day.